Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name?
Demetrio Rivas.
Mr. Rivas, who is Mr. Rivas?
One second, sir.
One moment, sir. We just have to sign the paperwork. Anybody offended? This is a revocation.
And Anderson, Tina.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, okay. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will chair your hearing, sir, will be the lead on your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm good, except these allergies trying to beat me up today.
Yeah, that'd be kidding me too.
Yeah. So could you state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Demetrio Angel Olivas, my DOC number is 233-597.
Okay, so you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I am going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearings this morning. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have our board chair is Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be leading your hearing today, sir. Also with us, sir, representative of the Department of Correction as well as parole officer is Mr. Westby, sir. I think you may be able to see Mr. Westby on the screen now.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Rivas, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, on that form, you were notified in that you have the right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or you have the right to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
All right. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
And you?
Okay. Mr. Levis, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, sir, we'll determine whether your the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, sir. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So we're going to start out at phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All righty. The allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your reporting to the Black County Parole Office at 24601 North 29th Avenue, while under the influence of mind-altering substance on March the 8th of 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. So, based on the admission of Mr. Levy, if I move to find that Mr. Lincoln has violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the last of two from the ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Mr. Levy, give me 1 second. I just need to mark off some paperwork, okay?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Woodmouse, did you second?
I did.
It was second also by me, Mr. Johnson, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed. Dr. Wright, agreed. Mr. Neal, agreed. Mr. Quinones. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, Mr. Levis. During phase two, the board is making a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So we're going to start out phase two with folks getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information. I'm going to go over some information with you there. We'll give you an opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On January 19th, 2018, Mr. Olivas was released from DOC. He was arrested March 8th, 2018 by DOC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 10th, 2018, with a projected CCD of December 20th, 2018, 0 copies. Current conviction, 2012, left the means of transportation, 6.5 years. Prior convictions, 2008, theft, 1 year. 2009, burglary to his possession, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. In your information notes, he is an admitted member of the Southside Posse Phoenix Criminal Street Gang. Prior term supervision, 2008, TIS release completion, 1 month. 2010, TIS release completion, 1 month. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 1995, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1996, burglary, third degree, juvenile probation. 1997, criminal damage, juvenile probation. 1998, burglary to possession, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1998, burglary, third degree, juvenile probation. 1998, threatening and intimidating, juvenile probation. 1999, aggravated assault, juvenile probation. 1999, theft, juvenile detention. 1999, unlawful use of means of transportation, juvenile detention. 1999, domestic violence, juvenile detention. His community risk score is a G8, V9.
Okay, Mr. Olivas, I see that when you were released to reside with your mother, Christine Madrid, at 6649 West Caribe Lane in Glendale. You still stayed at that residence with your mom, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I got a job as a baker at Dunkin' Donuts on 83rd and Thunderbird 5 days after I got released. And I still have it right now, too. I call him and I don't know what happens.
You were referred to task for random drug testing. You were responsible for submitting two, and both of those were negative. So what happened, sir? Did you relapse or?
On March 4th, I got bad news that my nana passed. And that made me triggered to relapsing. And after that, I don't have the proper coping skills. Yeah, I mean, I need to learn how to use my proper coping skills to deal with my drug addiction and science. It's the status quo. They got an old kind of drug program, and they don't do no programming here. And I can't help myself. Okay, I mean, if they don't have no drug programs, I can't do nothing. I just sit in my cell all day. So I don't know how to go about that. I've been trying to do it, and still nothing. They don't have it here at this yard.
So while you were out, sir, why didn't you get involved in some type of drug program? You did good for a short period of time, so why didn't you get involved in a drug program while you were out, sir?
I don't know how to go beyond or go about that.
Well, you could have talked to your PO, your parole officer, would have assisted you with getting in the program if you needed some help, sir.
Well, no, I'm not going to lie. I really didn't think it was a problem to me at the time, because I really didn't have to deal with that stuff in here, like the drugs and stuff. I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on in here, but I just stayed to myself, and out there I figured I could do the same thing out there. Like I said, on March 4th, when I got that news, I just didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to control myself.
So when you went in to see your PO, sir, it appears that you was, based on the information, that you were really high when you went in there and incoherent when you went in there. Did you use drugs right before you went in, or what happened?
Well, I did it on March 4th when I got the notice. When I did it, and after that, I did it that time on March 4th, and it lasted all the way to the 7th.
What did you take that lasted 3 days?
I really don't know what it was. I really think it was like bath salt or...
So you got high on March 4th, and you went into your parole office on March 8th, and you don't, it took you that long to realize, you don't realize what it was that you took, sir?
Yes, sir.
So they say that you admitted to using methamphetamine earlier that day, that you used it that same day, is what you told them when you went into the office, sir.
That's how I felt. Like, it was meth.
I'm just trying to understand. So if you took, what kind of drug you took that had you like that for 3 or 4 days? It says that because your PO and they were trying to talk to you, and they said when they tried to talk to you that you were unable to communicate except for you just kept repeating the F word, and then they called the MRC supervisor and they tried to communicate with you, but he was unsuccessful because you were unable to answer, refusing to answer a question when asked your name or who you were or what day it was and what drug you used and you last used. And says your mother was also there, and she stated that you used methamphetamine many times and had not slept for 2 days. So have you been using methamphetamine over a period of time, or?
See, I've done it before, like the methamphetamine before. And so that's what I know. That's what she's trying to say. Like, I done it a group of times before, but when I got out there, that was the first time I really got high, and I regret it big time. I'm here and I gotta suffer for my consequences.
Okay.
I know what my mom and they were talking about. That was way before I got out. And
all right, Mr. Lewis, I'm just not quite understanding how you did some drugs on the 4th if you had this type of response when you went in there to the parole office, that you were that incoherent and not able to say your name or communicate with anybody, and, you know, because you had took drugs 4 days
ago. I mean, you're out 4 days, so.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Ms. Rittenhouse.
So Mr. Olivas, have you used other drugs in your life before now?
Yes, I have.
What other drugs have you used?
Marijuana.
Okay, so marijuana, no other?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Dr. Wright.
Mr. Lee, where did you get the drugs from? Did somebody give them to you? Did you find them in the street? What did you...
Well, I got them at the bus stop when I got off work. I left work early because I got tetanus.
So you got off from work early and you got the news. And did you buy the drugs? Or how did you end up with the drugs that are in your possession?
The individual that was at the bus stop getting high, doing lines, and I
just asked if I wanted one.
Yes, yes, I do. And
then
that's the last thing I really remember.
So, if you used that drug before, sir, or was this your first time?
No, that drug, I had never done it before.
Okay. And so it just, my words, then it just knocked you out, so you don't know what happened after then, sir.
After that, I don't recall
that. So when did you come back when you began to understand things? How long did it take? A few hours or a few minutes? Or?
No, it took... I started remembering. I got a
would be honesty, sir. Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Johnson.
All right. Sir, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, Mr. Olivas. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to going into discussion, sir, without repeating yourself?
I'm just nervous right now, but I'm not going to lie. So I just thank you for your guys' time. I mean, I hope you guys give me an opportunity to prove to you guys that I'm worthy of this blessing, and I'm both a victim of recidivism. I'm sorry, I'm just nervous.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place as the board is in discussion. However, I'm going to ask you to remain silent while the board is in discussion, okay? We'll get back with you when we make a decision or a conclusion whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, sir. The board is now going into discussion. Mr. Lewis had two other terms where he was out on release and he completed his release. However, during this time, it just don't seem to be able to have completed his release, and he relapsed on drugs. Although he did have, it was three prior drug tests, two prior drug tests that were negative, and said he received some bad news and he relapsed and used drugs, but it was on March 4th when he actually used the drugs, and it was actually on March 8th when he went into the parole office, which was 4 days later, and he says he was still under the influence of the same drug that he took on March 4th. But I just find it a little bit difficult in understanding that, because according to the warrant, he was under the influence of a mind-altering drug, and he couldn't communicate, or he refused to communicate with the POs who were trying to work with him and talk to him. And it appears the POs were going to try to put him into a program. However, because of his attitude and his altered state of mind at that time as a result of the drugs, they knew he couldn't be put in the program. But when they called out Hamper after they locked him up, 1 hour later when they came to pick him up, he was coherent, he was able to communicate, and able to do it. So it's just kind of difficult to understand how he would take some drugs and, 4 days later still be under that influence. So based on that and the relapse of using drugs, his mother was actually there with him at the time. It appears that he does have support from his mother. She was there with him at the time. And she said that he had been doing drugs and had not been asleep, which is different than the story that he's actually related to us at this time. And Mr. O'Leary says that he does need to get into some program and want to get off the drugs, but he has to be committed and honest in order to be able to get off drugs, because that's going to be his first commitment to actually doing this. So based on the information in the warrant and based on the opportunity I have to talk to Mr. Levis, I don't see him being a good candidate, as he did relapse into doing drugs, to be released back out into the community at this time. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Johnson, I agree with you in that he's even admitted to us that he doesn't have coping skills. So if something happens again that's unfortunate when he's out, then he won't be able to handle it. So I'm hoping that what he's able to do while he still has till December is to constantly keep pushing toward getting himself in some kind of program. I know he says there's none there, but there are other units that have programs. There are self-study programs. He needs to talk to a CO3 and get those. Thank you, sir.
Any more comments? And no other comment for the board, then I'm going to move to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Olivas, find that he was delinquent, that he violated the terms condition of his supervision, that he had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, it was a motion by myself, Mike Johnson, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree with Dr. Riley, agree by Mr. Neal, agree with Mr. Kenyonis. All right, Mr. Olivas. Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on December, is this, is it December?
December.
December 20th of 2018. Just wanted to make sure, I'm just looking at the, what they wrote on
it. That is correct, December 20th. December 20th of
2018, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or you won't have community supervision, sir. Right, Mr. Lewis, I would really recommend that you work with your CO3 while you're there in prison, sir. Try to get into NA or AA or some type of program. If you work with your CO3 to get into some type of program. So you have completed community supervision twice that you went out, but this time you did relapse on drugs, and that is a problem, sir. So I'm going to go into highly recommend.
So are we done here?
Yes, sir.
The CO3 don't do shit here.
Okay.
He don't do nothing.
Well, sir, I
don't even know who our CO3 is.
Well, you can't say he don't do nothing if you don't know who he is, right? The CO3 is normally the person that's handling these hearings. So try to talk to the CO3.
I understand that. But the CO3 or CO3 is never here.
Okay. Well, sir, do the best you can to continue to stay far.
Can't make him out now, for the record.
Just for the record, we did complete the hearing of Mr. Lewis. However, he did hang up the phone at the conclusion of the hearing. That is going to conclude the hearing at this time.